This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
October 11th. What's special about today? Not much, other than it's a Monday. We are here to celebrate the day and stick to it. Taking care of each other is important. I think we ought to have a special day, maybe fairly frequently, for us to take care of ourselves and each other. How would you do that? Is taking care of yourself like going to a spa and having a massage? That's kind of taking care of yourself, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Right. How else do you take care of yourself? I see the support. I don't actually know any of your spouses that well. But when I see Lewis and Victoria together, I like the way they support each other. Jennifer, I haven't seen you. I haven't seen you for a while anyway.
I know. Are you coming to town or what?
Next week I'm going out for Brendan's birthday. And then I'm going to start, I was thinking about that earlier. We were talking about all the problems that people are having flying and getting around because of the mandates and pilots don't want to get the shots and that kind of stuff. And I think about how much travel I'm going to do between now and the end of the year. Almost every week I'm going to be going someplace after I start with Brendan. My birthday is a couple of weeks after that. I'll go back and spend it with the kids. And I'm going to a farm broadcasters convention, and then I'm going to an auction.
There's a farm broadcasters convention?
Yes, there is. Yep.
Is it just you?
No, actually, be surprised. There are lots of farm broadcasters, and they have a convention in Kansas City, so I'm going to go to that. Actually, I'll be doing the program from there, I think, three mornings, Wednesday, Thursday, I think, and Friday, too, of that week. And next week is Thanksgiving, and I'm probably going to spend that out in California because Brendan and Sophie's baby will come during that week, it would seem. And I'm going to go to Israel later in December. I may even not be here for a couple of days, ladies. You'll have to survive without me. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about what's going on.
What is that again, so we can make sure we look forward to something? <Just
kidding. laughs> Nice. Great. Okay, so as all things seem to start, the crazy things start in California. The latest is the governor's, he's busy signing bills that will impact nobody. Well, maybe they will. Gas-powered lawnmowers. Forget it. No more in California.
Yep.
No. Kiss him goodbye. So how much does that contribute to? And where do these, what I want to know is who comes up, he's not smart enough to come up with any of these ideas, so who comes up with
the idea? But the problem is, okay, when you've got everything under control where you can say, okay, the next thing on my list are gas-powered lawnmowers and leaf blowers, then good for you, because that means you're doing a good job. The problem that I have with all of these little laws that he's signing into effect is that he's going out there and signing them, but the real problems of California are not being dealt with. I mean, I cannot tell you enough, as someone who...
Water.
Even though I complain about the state, I love this state a lot. It's why I'm still here. It's like I would like to see someone run it in the right way. The crime problem right now is as bad as I can remember it. The homeless problem is worse than it's awful. I've never seen anything like it in the entire 40 years that I've lived in California. And so it's great. You want to tackle leaf blowers? Fantastic. But people are really suffering. They are living and dying. And then that doesn't even count the stuff, the leadership stuff, like the water, the fact that it's a very real possibility that some towns in California are going to run out of water because of the lack of leadership from not only Newsom, but from all the people before him. So it's like, it's just really frustrating because Sure. Okay. Let's focus on lawnmowers while everybody else is suffering.
Well, but here's another one that's being signed. Requiring a menstrual equity day in school. What even is that? What is a menstrual? Women go through menstruation, but I've said many times.
What does that mean? So yeah. Part of what they're doing is that they're going to make products to manage your period available for free inside public schools beginning next school year.
Yeah. I have a problem with that. Yeah.
And so I don't think a lot of people are upset about that. I mean, going back to the core issue is that the poverty rate in California is getting really high, and there are a lot of kids who rely on schools, unfortunately, for everything. Should they? Yeah. No, they shouldn't. But do they? Absolutely. And there's no, so this one is not so bad, but the way that they position it is that they call it menstrual equity. Now,
what the hell does that mean?
That sounds like girls are going to get time off of school when they're on their periods, and so then boys will get time off too. That's totally what that sounds like, even though I know that's not what it is, but just the way it's phrased.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
It's what they're calling it, though, and I think so. We've already talked about eliminating the tax on menstrual products, which I think is fair in California.
Absolutely.
I think that's, why tax any kind of stuff along those in those lanes. But when you're talking about menstrual equity, nobody knows what that means. They're trying to start hashtags about it. What else are they going to be adding to schools? I mean, it seems very weird. I don't know. I think
school isn't school anymore. It's all about political correctness. It's not school being
educated. Why do they have to come up
with
stupid names for everything?
Right.
Yeah, why don't they just make sure that the bathrooms are supplied for the girls? That's it.
Yeah, that's it. Don't make a big deal out of it.
Like,
put them
in
there.
Why do we need to name it? It doesn't need a holiday.
Yeah.
Like, can we just please say, ladies, the bathrooms are fully stocked. If you need anything else, let us know. Thanks.
Yep, that's it. So, Dave Chappelle, I saw part of this, and I was trying, I didn't have a lot of time for it. I find him to be just a funny bugger. But his special that's out there now has a huge positive audience score. And apparently he's calling out, he's into what I'm asking about, what is woke and what are the politically correct approach to people who have gender
questions.
Well, the
reason Chappelle is trending is that he makes fun of everybody. Comedy comedians should. Look, if you're making fun of everybody and you're not just focusing your attacks on one group, that is what used to be called comedy. And so because he talks about transgender people, because he talks about people from different ethnicities, different races, including black, white, brown, everyone in between, people have tried to cancel Dave Chappelle. And so he's like, bring it on. Comedy isn't woke, so I'm going to just keep doing my thing.
Bring it on.
Despite
right.
people's attempts to cancel him. And so it's amazing to me that, like, Dave Chappelle, Bill Maher, all of these people who used to be seen pretty much from a political perspective, they all seem to be speaking a lot more common sense than they used to be because things have pushed so far to the left, I think.
Well, I've told you this story, or maybe I haven't, but I'll give you the latest update. My son is in the midst of, actually today we'll know what network his television show is going to, but he wrote his own stuff because he was up for jobs in writing rooms on six different occasions in the past year and a half, and he wasn't hired because he's white and he's a man. They didn't want to hire anybody unless they were of color, they were gay, or they were some other minority, because that's what they are. But this is a reaction to trying to correct the inequities of the past. And in order to do that, they discount people who know what they're doing and how to do it. And so in this circumstance, all of these people that are after Dave Chappelle, glads after him. I mean, at some point in time,
I didn't hear what he said yet, because I am a huge Dave Chappelle fan, so I'm withholding judgment because I haven't heard the jokes yet. It's on my Netflix watch list to see The Closer, which is his final special for Netflix. But yeah, he's getting dragged for mostly the trans comments, and I'm not really sure what he said, but I don't know. I'm like I said, I can't judge it because I haven't heard the jokes yet.
Well, I made my comment. I stick by it.
In any case, whether we like them or not,
it's disgusting.
It's freedom of speech. So if he wants to say something, people can choose whether to consume it or not. You know, I think that's where we've gotten into. If we don't like something, we just go, you know, yeah, you can complain about it. Everybody gets their own opinion. But to cancel someone and just take away their livelihood because it's something that you don't like, it just doesn't seem very American. That's all.
Mm-hmm. What did Kamala Harris do with the science video? Was she in some science video? What's the story?
Well, it wasn't a science video. She was trying to, I think she was trying to encourage some kids to go into a science field. And so I think they were all talking about like space and science. And now she's getting roasted, I guess, on social media for this video. Because, I mean, look, she's not very popular already. The Biden administration just in general is losing popularity, and she's the chair of the National Space Council. And so she talked about kids, about her fixation with the craters on the moon during the NASA video. And she said, you know, one of my most important pieces of advice that I can offer you guys, and I want you to really remember this, never let anybody tell you who you are. You tell them who you are. Never let anybody suggest to you that you are what they think they should be. You tell them who you are, you know you are, and what you intend to be. Got that. Okay, so she just is trying to encourage these kids. She talks about the craters and, you know, but people kind of laughed and said, well, if you like craters, you know, here's your approval rating, basically. There's some people craters. Just...
Yeah. All right, so let's go back to Bill Maher for a moment. Boring. Because what you said about him was very enlightening, I think. Asking questions like, how are we going to build ourselves back to where we were if we don't have any workers, we don't have any supplies, which is clearly a shot at the people running things now, and also whether the Democrats have a plan for the border. He's actually been very critical of all of that stuff. And so there are people, as you were suggesting, Jennifer, who heretofore have been felt to be the darlings of the left that aren't, he doesn't like Trump for sure, no question about that, but he's asking common sense questions. And when do we get away from, my question is, when do we get away from the hardcore politics, which accomplishes nothing and doesn't do anything for anybody except the politicians themselves, and get down to addressing what the real problems are, like the border? It's a serious, serious problem. And nobody is, we have no leadership. Leadership is completely bankrupt when it comes to that. So, anyway, 18 after the hour. When you have your own business, you basically have to do everything. And that includes hiring. That's why there's Indeed, the all-in-one hiring platform that makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in one place. With smart tools like Instant Match, you instantly get a list of quality candidates whose resumes fit your job description the minute you sponsor your job. Spend less time sifting through resumes and more time saying you're hired. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Don't mind me, just sneaking out to go to Kohl's. The home deals right now, they're too good to pass up. Like up to 40% off Cuddle Dead bedding, up to 50% off the cutest fall decor, and up to 25% off Ninja kitchen appliances. How can I resist? You can even get 15% off or 15, 20, or 30% off with a Kohl's card. So, yeah, I'm going all in for fall, and I can't even wait. Flex Style. Offers end October 17th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's account for details.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's 23 after the hour now, trending time. Jay Kirshner is here with Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen. To, and as Jay pointed out so aptly earlier on, everything we talk about on the program is pretty much from the trending column. But when we separate it out, it's normally about entertainers and entertainment. For example, Kim Kardashian or KKW. Sounds like the call letters of a West Coast radio station in the focus because she was on SNL. Let's find out about that after this.
Each year, Ally Financial offers 50 students from historically black colleges and universities the chance to showcase their business savvy and compete for more than $200,000 in scholarships and internships. Ally's Natalie Brown.
The Moguls in the Making competition has become a driving force to forge new opportunities for HBCU students and to foster economic mobility.
The competition is presented by Ally, the Thurgood Marshall College Fund, entertainer Big Sean's Sean Anderson Foundation, and new this year, special contributions from actor Terrence J.
As a proud alumnus of an HBCU, I know the vital role they play in supporting and empowering black students.
Teams pitch their business ideas and take part in mentoring sessions.
An opportunity like this that allows students to step up and show their skills is so important to helping them reach their full potential.
This year's winning team, North Carolina A&T State University, developed a renewable energy business plan to help low-income families. For more, go to ally.com/moguls.
Live from New York, it's Saturday night.
And, hey, you could have been up for that job.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Live from, yeah. And nobody did it like Don Pardo. The guy they've got now is flat. Very uninteresting. Anyway, so Kim Kardashian, tell her, did you both watch SNL?
Oh, yeah. It was really good. She did fantastic. The writing was hilarious. She played it off really well. If she was nervous, you couldn't tell. She
never
seemed super chill. And some of the jokes, they were at her own expense, her family's expense, Kanye's expense. There was a joke about how the real reason she divorced him was clearly his lack of personality.
That's
he was
funny.
Sitting right in the audience, too, so he went along with all
was
of
he?
It. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
It was great. And, you know, she got, as soon as people announced that she would be hosting, she got so much flack for that. I mean, Deborah Messing, who's the, you know, one of the stars of Will and Grace, she went after her online and, you know, why isn't it a real actress? And, you know, what does she do? I mean, it was horrible. And yet, you know what? This is probably going to turn out to be one of the highest rated episodes of the season, if not multiple seasons. Mm-hmm. I watched it from the beginning to end, and it was so funny and enjoyable. It was one of the best episodes that we've had in a long, long, long time.
So it was a joke about OJ? What was the joke?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was in her monologue. She was, I think
he was the first
exactly
black person she ever met.
Yeah, that's what it was. First
what
black
was
person.
It?
She said that he's she can remember the first black person she ever met. And if you want to take a stab in the dark about who that was, and she kind of all these plays on words. And then she flat out was like, yeah, I'm talking about O.J. Simpson. And it was amazing. It was really funny. She commented about her own self, her appearance, that she is the... Her sisters take the photo of her to their plastic surgeons because that's what they want to look like.
Yeah. I mean, everybody.
That is funny.
It was, they were, I gave her so much credit. I was like, you know what? She was there to have fun. She didn't take herself seriously. The mm-hmm. whole family was in on it. They were all there. It was really entertaining.
They were. All
she
the
learned about the term
were.
Gold digger from her mom's boyfriend, Corey.
Right. And Corey was in the audience. So, yeah, everybody got skewered. It was great.
What about the people's court? Is that what
that
brought in
hilarious.
All of the family? Huh?
Yes. So in one, so she played her sister Courtney, who's known to have a very like dry, monotone kind of voice.
She does the vocal fry a lot.
Yeah. So she played her sister Courtney, and so and you know tried different cases. In one of them, her mom Kris Jenner, who was actually herself playing Kris Jenner, she was suing Kendall and Kylie for not having the baby fast enough and for not having enough drama. I mean, it was
That's
really
funny.
Yeah. It was really cute. Very clever.
And they had John Cena there and Chris Rock, and that looks like fun. They made fun of The Bachelorette. I'll have to see if I can find this myself. All right, that's fun. 28 after the hour.
For eligible individuals 18 or older only, not available in Oregon or West Virginia, results vary. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. So much better. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you might expect. The best hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door, and if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments. 7 days a week. No charge. Aw, you people at Lively are wonderful. With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose. I hear better than I ever thought possible. Now get $100 off your hearing aids when you go to listenlively.com/radio. That's listenlively.com/radio. listenlively.com/radio.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Merck said Monday it submitted an application to the Food and Drug Administration for an emergency use authorization for molnupiravir, an experimental antiviral COVID-19 treatment. Merck developed it with Ridgeback Biotherapeutics and could be the first pill authorized in the United States. In many parts of the country, what was traditionally known as Columbus Day is now being identified as Indigenous People Day, but it remains a federal holiday all the same. Any agencies or institutions operated by the government, such as libraries, federal offices, and DMVs, will be closed. The Federal Reserve and most banks will be closed as well. U.S. Postal Service will not be delivering mail, and the post offices will also be closed. Jeff Bezos' space company Blue Origin said Sunday it had pushed this week's launch of its new Shepard vehicle with actor William Shatner aboard by 1 day, and is now targeting Wednesday, October 13th. USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices?
Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We're learning more on the U.S. Navy engineer and his teacher wife being arrested for trying to sell submarine secrets to a foreign government. In reality, the FBI were the ones who the engineer was trying to get rich from. Journalist David Sanger on CNN tells us what he knows.
The engineer's name is Jonathan Tobey, and he and his wife are accused of having offered on their own to provide information about the naval propulsion systems for Virginia-class submarines. Turned out to be they were communicating with an undercover FBI agent, and they had elaborate systems to get money through cryptocurrencies. They were trying to make sure they did dead drops in parks. My favorite fact in this entire one, if you believe the allegations, John, is they took basically a USB card, a chip, and they buried it inside a peanut butter sandwich and dropped it off at a park in West Virginia. And this was one of the ways they did the transfers. There were three separate dead drops.
Jonathan and Diane Tobey were arrested Saturday in Jefferson County, West Virginia, for violating the Atomic Energy Act. The couple is expected to appear in federal court in Martinsburg, West Virginia, on Tuesday. After a long weather delay for the late game Sunday in the National Football League, the Buffalo Bills beat the Kansas City Chiefs 38-20. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four after the hour. Hi. Welcome to our Monday program. This is the DJV Show. Doug Steffen now with Victoria Keelan in this half hour and Jay Kirshner, the 90s show. Well, there are a number of... before I get there, I want to get a sense from the two of you. If you're getting the same thing, this more importantly applies to the folks listening around the country and around the world. Are you getting more and more solicitations for things, or is it just me? I'm getting huge amounts. I've just checked my credit score, and it's gone up a lot in the last 7 or 8 months. And it seems that it's bringing on all kinds of solicitations for credit cards, insurance policies, stuff like that. Are the two tied together, I wonder? Because so many people know so much about you, you don't know how many people know as much about you as they know. And I'm finding that out when I look at some of these solicitations, and they're very personal. It's not like, you know, a shot, just a big email or somebody sending out a broadcast solicitation. But these are very specific to me, when my birthday is, and I wonder how much of that is, do you feel like I'm feeling like it's an invasion of my privacy.
Well, you put your birthday whenever you sign up for any of the, like, the Instagram or Facebook, any social media account, you have to put in your birthday.
Yeah, that's true.
So they already have all of
that.
It's open. I'm not getting more solicitations across the board in general, like of products. I'm just getting the same products over and over, and especially the ones where I'm like, okay, I already bought it. Stop showing me this.
Yeah, right. Leave me alone. I don't know, just an observation from me. The entertainment world and what's going on, there's a spin-off of the Fox show, that 70s show that's called That 90s Show. And who's in this? What is? There's a big buzz on this, right? Because it's a big. The 70s show is a big show.
Yeah. I think the parents are in it, right? I think they're the only two cast members.
Yeah, yeah, the parents. So it's basically revisiting them. There was a very, very short-lived That 80s Show, but it was a spinoff, but not as direct as this one. It was in California, and one of the main people were supposed to be Eric Foreman's cousin, but it was never really directly said enough, where this one is straight up, it's Eric Foreman's parents, and Eric and Donna had a kid, and the kid is going to visit the parents. So it's some of the same cast members. The two for now of Deborah Jo Rupp and Kurtwood Smith, those are the ones who played the parents. Kitty and, oh my gosh, why can't I remember Kurtwood's, the dad's name? Foreman. Red Foreman, that's what it was. Those are the only two that are signed on, but it's very possible that there's going to be a lot more returning.
Isn't it amazing when you think about it? Generally speaking, looking around, I was talking about this business with my son and not being hired as a writer. The creation or creative abilities of people taxed to the point of there not being anything new. Do you realize how much excitement there is among people who are maybe my generation of the return of Sam Waterston to the original Law and Order? People will talk about that everywhere. Can you imagine? Wow, that'll be great. And who else are they going to bring back? When they say he, they're talking about Dick Wolfe, who seems to not be able to do any wrong. Anything he comes up with, okay, somebody's going to buy it because there's just nothing new in the creative sense. And I maintain the reason for that in part is because the folks who are in charge have narrowed down the spectrum of who they'll hire. And people.
Yeah, but that's only happening right now. That's not the reason for why nothing new and creative and original has come out of Hollywood in a long time. So those two things cannot be conflated because that hasn't even, those people who've just been hired now, where more women and more minorities, they haven't even written projects yet. They haven't even gone into production. This has been years and years and years of, and if this has been, you know, Oscars were too white and, you know, everything's just old white men running Hollywood. Well, they're the ones squarely to blame for no originality. There's just nothing new. And that's why people your age might be excited about Sam Waterston going back to Law and Order. But, like, that's like giving someone a grilled cheese sandwich. Who's going to turn that down? It's delicious and it's comforting.
Yeah, and it's nostalgic.
It's nostalgic.
People are craving nostalgia right now.
Well, so I go back then to my comments I made about James Bond earlier. And the more I think about it, the more I am annoyed at what was presented to me. I didn't like the movie. Generally speaking, I've seen every James Bond movie there ever has been and look forward to it with great anticipation from the beginning. I was excited about the first movie with Sean Connery, and over the years, it's just grown. And my anticipation for this, I like Daniel Craig as James Bond, and I'm sorry that he's not going to be there anymore. And I'm more sorry about the way they took it out.
He's kind of flat and boring. I love Skyfall. It's probably my favorite Bond movie of all time.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
But I didn't like Spectre. I don't even remember it. I saw it, but it was so unforgettable or so forgettable for me that I was just like, I'd have to rewatch it probably before I even see the new one. But I'm ready for a new Bond, new life, new pizzazz,
character. Okay.
I'm ready.
But the way they presented, the way they send him off, the way they finish off the thinking about James Bond, there was always a segue that was kind of unspoken between one of the Bonds to the next Bond, and it was always a continuum. In this circumstance, they kind of shot their wad, it seems to me, and we'll talk to Tucker about it in a little bit. I think they've created a huge problem for themselves.
Well, clearly they have it worked out. They didn't just end the movie and then go, well, what do we do next?
No, no, of course not. Yeah.
So,
but whether the public will buy the plan, as I said when watching it, the new 007 that they presented, and then they went back to calling Daniel Craig's character James Bond 007. But this woman who is, I don't know her. I've never seen her before. She was terrible in the role, whether they're intending to put her in some position of import, but she was nothing in the movie, I thought, except annoying. So anyway, Desperate Housewives.
Wait, one last question. So yes. How did, because this is another major part of every Bond movie, how did the theme song go?
That was okay. It was Billie Eilish, as you know. Mm-hmm. It was the haunting feel of the James Bond themes, for sure. Mm-hmm. Was it the best one that was ever done? No. But I give her a lot of credit because she's just a kid. And the fact that they created a line and the mood in the song that she could keep up with the tradition, I think is something, a feather in her cap. Was it a fascinating, wonderful theme? No. The beginning of it, of the James Bond movies, and they introduce you to the beginning of the movie before they introduce you to the fact that it's a James Bond movie. In other words, it goes right into the action. No interest, there's no credits at the beginning, it's just right into the action. And then they bring you in with the credits. And
I mean, those opening, you know, with the Bond girls in silhouette,
yeah,
that's so iconic. They could, I can't imagine they would ever get rid of that.
Yeah, no, that was there. Yeah, they did that. Terry Hatcher and James Denton are going to reunite as Desperate Housewives alum for a Hallmark Christmas. Yes, folks, we're already talking about Hallmark Christmas movies, which I think are already in the queue. I don't know that they've started playing them yet, but there's a new movie, and this is significant because they were both in Desperate Housewives. Is that right, ladies? I've never been. I know Terry Hatcher.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly. I don't know James Denton, or
if you saw his face, you would absolutely recognize him.
Weren't they love interests in that film? Or in that series, I mean?
I think so. I never watched it, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, but same. I never watched it.
Yeah, I saw a lot of buzz about people being like they're both fan favorites. So
yeah.
I'm sure I'm sure it'll go over well in Hallmark, in that land.
And how many Hallmark movies? How many? How much?
Who knows? A lot. And Netflix this year, I think they've just announced, 25 Christmas movies this year? People are going big in on Christmas already.
Yeah,
people are just, I think, ready for Christmas.
They've had enough of the other stuff, so let's move. They're just so tired of the same old thing being the same old thing, frankly. All right, if you are paying attention to Instagram, you probably saw the fact that Adele decided to do a live Instagram, what would you call that? Interview?
Instagram Live. Yeah, it's
Instagram.
Just an Instagram Live session,
right,
where she was playing a snippet of the song, and it was hilarious because she does not know technology, so she just was kind of making mistakes as she went along. It was really cute, but everybody loved it because it's Adele. Who doesn't love Adele?
Somebody asked her about her body count, and she pretended like she didn't know what that meant. Which was that's kind of what happens when you do a live Instagram. Somebody's going to ask you something like that. It could be kind of embarrassing, right?
Her body count?
Yeah, how many people has she had as sex partners?
I think about body count like, again, James Bond. How many people
did
you kill?
That's not what I would think of.
Right.
Okay, that's funny.
And she said, she responded, "You all sick?" And then she kind of played that she didn't know what that was. And
how many guys can ask that question?
Yeah, exactly. No guys.
I suppose that. But I thought I would have told the guy where to get off, frankly.
Well, these are questions that are people type on the screen. So it popped up, and so you can read it's like a teleprompter, and it rolls through of one question after another. So she probably saw that and laughed and went, "What is that? Like, what does that even mean?" And then moved on to something else. But it was fun. I mean, she doesn't really interact with her fans that much, to be honest. She really doesn't. So this was kind of unprecedented. I think she had like 100,000 people watching or more.
She didn't have any makeup on or anything. It looked like
mm-hmm.
she was sitting in a living room.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think there's a good thing there in breaking down the fact that people so idolize the people who are supposedly celebrities, and they put them on a pedestal. What the pandemic has done, remember the Oscars when I think it was Jodie Foster was in her pajamas? Do you remember that from... It brings everybody sort of down to a common denominator.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe social media. And I don't think that that's all bad, because people tend to think that there's something special or I don't know what the right word, special, different. And listen, we're all the same. We're all here occupying time and space. We all do different things for a living. Tom Cruise being at the San Francisco game over the weekend and people, you know, wanting to have a piece of him. And he handles himself very well in those circumstances. And just from, but the other side is, what do you expect? You want to go to a ball game and you're Tom Cruise? What, do you think people are going to ignore you? No.
Well, not if you're sitting right in the stands with everybody else from the general public. Then, yeah, of course, you have to expect that.
Right. So why would he do that instead of getting a box seat or going to somebody's? He just was by himself.
No, with his son.
He was with Connor. With his son.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So is that something that you can do and get away with? Well, he did anyway.
Yeah.
It's kind of.
Danny Glover was there too and went over and said hi to him. And yeah, I mean, that's. I think any. And if you're in L.A. or New York, right, and you go to any major gathering, you're going to see celebrities, whether it's a concert or some sort of, you know, sporting event. You're going to see celebrities everywhere. That's
not even that. You just go out to lunch and you're going to see somebody.
See them, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. New York, the New Yorkers pay no attention to them. Right. And the same in the – it's only the tourists who get all worked up about it. Time for you to get that weight where you want it and to keep it there. Your waist and your weight, the optimum number for you. I hope you've consulted with your doctor as to what the right body mass index is. Or you can do some research and see that. But you know what? You probably don't have to do any of that. You know yourself, whether you feel good. We were talking about Adele. She went on some big weight loss thing. Paul Giamatti, who's in, he's a well-known character actor, very good actor, is in Billions. And I think we've been talking about how it looks like he lost too much weight.
Yeah.
So you need to find a happy medium where you look good, you feel good, and you are healthy. And you can achieve that by going to the website for Calitrin, which is toploss.com. See all of the examples, pictures of people, the before and after they've been on the program. This is the number one choice for healthy weight loss for a good reason. Because it works. They've been around for 24 years with this formula. Straightforward, all natural, safe weight loss, no side effects. So you want to lose weight and more importantly, keep it off. That's the pitch here. Keep it off. Then go to toploss.com. Right now with the DJV card, you can buy 3 months at the regular price and get 3 months free. All kinds of things for fall and for winter. Get in your best shape. Every bottle works. Find out how well it works by going to toploss.com, getting involved in the program. I think you'll become one of those people who feels success is just around the corner. That's toploss.com. When you check out, use the DJV code for free shipping, and then buy three and get three free. That's DJV code, toploss.com.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's 53 past the hour now. I'm here to slam the Broccolis for the latest James Bond. Chuck Curry is here. Movie Moments will have the box office totals for the weekend. Some surprising numbers, in fact, that may reflect what people are thinking about James Bond right after this.
Attention Americans eligible for Medicare. With so many changes, make sure your plan is the right fit with a free service from SmartMatch Insurance. SmartMatch compares thousands of Medicare plans from national insurance companies. In minutes, you'll know if a new plan can get you extra coverage and save you money. SmartMatch is like having a personal Medicare consultant who can help you get a better plan, including plans with $0 copays, $0 deductibles, even $0 premiums, plus dental and vision coverage for no additional cost. Even benefits for hearing aids and diabetic supplies. Having the wrong Medicare plan can cost you thousands. SmartMatch makes it easy to find the right one with their free, smart, and unbiased help. If you find a plan you like, they can even enroll you on the spot. The SmartMatch service is free and there is no obligation. So call SmartMatch and start saving today. Call 855-253-8919. That's 855-253-8919. 855-253-8919.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Okay, so, oh, we've got SNL playing, so what do you got going there, Chucker?
Actually, this day in 1975, Saturday Night Live premiered on NBC. Aye, boy, does time fly. Oh, it's still relevant. It's gone on for many a decade.
This last weekend with Kim Kardashian, apparently people loved it. It was a great show. All the girls have been talking about it all morning, what a wonderful show it was. I think Victoria even said
that. I did not watch it.
It was really funny. Yeah, it was great.
All right, so
did
anyway.
A good job.
The main thing here is James Bond and my annoyance with it. You haven't seen it yet. I don't think the girls have seen it yet. So, you know, you got the bits and pieces of it, so you know. But I just think that, and I've said this, Victoria says I'm all upset about it. I just think they've dug themselves a huge hole, and how they get out of it will be very intriguing to see. I think when you see it, Chucker, you'll get what I'm saying.
And okay.
It's like, hello, it's very, it's annoying and confusing, I'll put it that way.
Here's the interesting part. In terms of box office, the new Bond movie, No Time to Die, opened to $57 million, which is a surprisingly soft. It's done very well overseas, $257 million in 10 days of release. It opened internationally before it hit the States theatrically. But if Venom 2 last week had a $90 million opening weekend, I thought Bond would at least be equal to that. It did not. I mean, I don't know if its running time, 2 hours and 43 minutes, was somewhat of a factor, maybe a little bit of a factor, but it is a little bit surprising. Now, box office total has nothing to do with the quality of a movie. Unfortunately, in media, when a movie opens somewhat soft, the media likes to start to hammer it. But CinemaScore rating was an A-. Rotten Tomatoes critically, it was like 87% positive. So word of mouth is really good on this film. It'll be curious to see how it does week to week. Now, Venom, Let There Be Carnage, $32 million a week at number two, 64% drop, which is commonplace for a big opening, $141 million in 2 weeks. The Addams Family 2, which is an animated version of this cartoon, $10 million, $31 million in 2 weeks, and Shang-Chi, The Legend of the Ten Rings, 4.2, $212 million in 5 weeks. That is a really good number, and Many Saints of Newark, Doug, The Sopranos prequel, took a pretty big fall week to week. Off a $5 million opening, it did 1.4.
Yeah, word of mouth is terrible on that. That's word of mouth affecting.
Well, here's the thing about that movie. A lot of people, they sold it as a the story of Tony Soprano, and he evidently is just, he's more of a minor character in the film. It focuses in on a completely different character. Some people have an issue with that. I guess it, like, threw them off or threw them a curveball, and they don't like that aspect of it.
I'm just looking at a tweet from Daniel Craig himself, which has a lot of spoilers in it, for sure. But he addresses his exit after 15 years and suggests that it's like Hugh Jackman and Robert Downey getting bumped off. But I don't think it is, because their characters don't continue with other people playing them. So anyway, this is an interesting read. We can talk more about it tomorrow because we're out of time.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.